February is a heart disease awareness month. So I thought, why not talk about prevention of the heart disease in this podcast?
Welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
Heart disease is a number one killer of Americans, but there are some misconceptions associated with it. Especially, people think heart disease is not common in women, which is totally wrong. The heart disease is a number one cause of death in women. It causes 1 in 3 deaths in women each year. This is more than all the cancers combined. So the more a woman knows about this, the more she's gonna be empowered in her knowledge and be able to beat this heart disease. So let's talk about this killer, which is on loose, who is causing all these unnecessary deaths. And we can prevent 80% of these deaths just with some education and prevention. Now, although women are getting more aware about the heart disease, study after study has shown that women are less likely to call 911 when they are experiencing the symptoms of heart disease themselves. It simply doesn't occur to them that they are having a heart attack. Now, it could be because the bulk of the media attention is focused on men with heart disease. It also could be because symptoms of heart disease are different in women than in men. Now, we all know about the classic symptoms of the heart disease, like pressure or a squeezing sensation in the center part of the chest, which lasts for a few minutes and comes and goes, the pain or discomfort in one or both the arms, shortness of breath with or without chest discomfort, or breaking out in cold sweats, nausea or lightheadedness. Now, these classic symptoms are not common in women. For example, jaw pain or back pain is more common in women as compared to men. So when they are having these symptoms, they are not really thinking they are having a heart attack. They are thinking, oh, maybe I pulled a muscle, or maybe I ate something different. Or there are so many excuses we give it to ourselves, not thinking that it's something we are experiencing is a heart attack and let's call 911. So there are so many factors which put you at risk of getting a heart disease. Now, some of these factors you can control and some you can't. So let's not worry about the factors like genetics, which is beyond our control. But what about the factors we can change? Now, studies have shown that healthy choice have resulted into 330 fewer deaths per day, the deaths because of cardiovascular disease. So it is so preventable. So when we are talking about prevention, I wanted to start with exercise. We all know about exercise and physical activity, which is very beneficial for our health, including our heart health. It is essential. We all know about that. American Heart Association recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise per week. Now, I don't want exercise to be a chore, because if it's a chore, we don't look up forward to it and we try everything to avoid it. So let's think about something you enjoy, something you will look forward to doing it. And there are so many different ways of doing an exercise. You can walk, you can run, you can play tennis, you can swim. Do something you really enjoy, so you will do it daily and it will be a part of your daily routine. Now, just because you do exercise, don't sit too long at one time. Research has suggested that staying seated for a long period of time is bad for your health, no matter how much exercise you do. I know this is a bad news for a lot of people who have like a desk job and they work on a computer all day long. You could be the person who loves to read, you could be a person who loves to watch TV, but if you are doing that at a long period of a time, then make sure you get up, you stretch your legs, and you move. You need to stand up for 1 minute for every half an hour of sedentary work, or take a 5 minutes physically active break every hour or so. There was a study which had 800,000 people, and in which the researchers show that there is an increase in cardiovascular event by 147% in people who had the sedentary lifestyle. So you have to do something to make sure that you get some of those breaks where you're getting a little walk. Maybe park your car away from the office. Maybe take some short walks inside of the office or at lunchtime. Maybe get a workstation, like a standing workstation, which can move up and down or so, which will help you take these breaks. So exercise, moving is very important, but more important is the diet. Now, when we talk about diet, there are several things a diet will encompass. I'm thinking about, well, let's start about what we eat, right? So when you're thinking about making the choices about what you want to eat, I want you to start with thinking about eating more vegetables and fruits. Vegetables and fruits are a good source of vitamins and minerals. They also are low in calories and they are rich in dietary fibers. A lot of plant-based foods, including vegetables, contain a substance that may help prevent cardiovascular disease. And eating more vegetables and fruits will help you cut back on high caloric food like meat, cheese, or any snacky food. So adding more portions of vegetables or fresh food, fresh fruit is important in your diet, as well as selecting whole grains. Now, whole grains are a good source of fibers and other nutrients, which play a big role in regulating your blood pressure and heart health. You can start substituting refined grain products with the whole grains. The grain products you can choose will be like a whole wheat flour or a whole grain bread or a high fiber cereal or whole grain pasta, oatmeal. There are so many choices. The other thing I would suggest you to do is to limit the amount of unhealthy fats in your diet. So unhealthy, we need fats, right? We need fat in our diet, including saturated and polyunsaturated and unsaturated fat. The fat we don't need is called a trans fat. What this trans fat does is that it increases your risk of developing heart disease and stroke over lifetime, because the trans fat will clog your arteries by increasing your bad cholesterol, which is called LDL cholesterol, and lowering your good cholesterol or HDL cholesterol. So by cutting the trans fat from your diet, you will improve your blood flow throughout your body and this will help in preventing any disease. So how do you avoid this trans fat? Read the labels on all the food. The trans fat will appear in the ingredient list as partially hydrogenated oil. So look for 0% trans fat. So we talked about making a healthy choice in getting more fruits and vegetables in our diet, more whole grain in our diet, and avoiding bad fats from your diet. So what we eat is important, but how much we eat is important too, right? You can eat all good stuff, but if you are eating too much of it, that's not gonna be good, is it? So control your portion sizes. Don't overload your plate, or you don't take a seconds and continue to eat till you are stuffed. That means you are eating too many extra calories. Now, be aware when you go out to eat to the restaurants, because the portion sizes in restaurants are way bigger than what you need. So some of the things you can do to control your portion size will be maybe use a small plate or a small bowl that will help you feel like it looks full, but the portion size is smaller. Or you can substitute large portions of low-caloric food like fruits and vegetables, and take a smaller portion of the high-caloric or high-sodium food like any of the fast food or a processed food. It's very difficult to figure out what is the right portion size for you. Because, for example, a portion size, serving size for pasta is like half a cup, and a right portion size for meat or poultry or fish is about 2 to 3 ounces. Now, when you start checking your portion sizes, you might have to actually measure it. But as the time goes by, you can just eyeball it and be able to figure out how much it is. So, for example, a serving size of pasta, I told you just now, like a half a cup, right? It could be a size of a hockey puck, or a meat or a fish, 2 to 3 ounces is a size of a thickness of a deck of card. So you can just kind of eyeball these sizes and make sure that you are not eating excessively. If you are at a restaurant, maybe you can just split your entree with your friend or take maybe half that food home for the next day. Don't try to finish the whole thing. So portion size make a huge difference in the diet, in a healthy diet. So after that, I wanted to talk to about risk factor associated with obesity. Now, being overweight puts extra pressure on your arterial wall, and it forces your heart to work harder. So it also, because when you are obese, there is an extra fat, extra higher level of LDL, the bad cholesterol, and a lower level of HDL, the good cholesterol, which get deposited in your walls of the blood vessels, making them thicker and harder, causing a disease called atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis increases your blood pressure and increases the risk of heart attack and stroke. So excessive weight, especially your belly fat, is associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease. So weight loss is very important, and keeping your BMI within the normal range is very important when we are talking about prevention of the heart disease. So your exercise, you eating healthy and eating a right portion will help in maintaining the weight. But what also helps in maintaining the weight is getting enough sleep. Sleep is an essential part of keeping our heart healthy. If you don't sleep enough, then you will be at higher risk of the cardiovascular disease, no matter what your age is and no matter how many healthy habits you have. One study I wanted to quote was, there was a study done on 3,000 adults who were over the age of 45. And they found out that people who slept less than 6 hours per night were twice likely to have a stroke or a heart attack as compared to people who slept for 6 to 8 hours per night. So make sleep a priority. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep most of the night. If you think you have a sleep apnea, go to your doctor, get checked out, get the treatment for it, because sleep is very important, not only for the heart disease, but also for the weight loss. Now, other factors which can cause heart disease and which you should take care of, one of it is going to be your dental hygiene. It's very important. We don't think about dental health and heart disease association, do we? Dental health is a good indicator of overall health, including your heart disease, because those people who have gum disease, or we call periodontal disease, often have same risk factors for heart disease. The bacteria from your mouth which cause gum disease can go into the bloodstream and cause elevation of a protein called C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation in the blood vessels. And this in turn increases the risk of heart disease and stroke. So floss, brush your teeth daily, make sure you don't get any gum disease. If you have any cavities, go see your dentist. Really, really important. The other important thing is stopping smoking and avoiding secondhand smoking. Now, smoking can lead to a buildup of fatty substance into the arteries, which will make them harder, and they will decrease this amount of blood flowing through these arteries. Now, if you are vaping, thinking that, oh, it's better than smoking, think again. It is equally dangerous. Not only smoking, but also secondhand smoking at home or at work is also very dangerous. It increases your risk of getting heart disease by 25 to 30%. So even if you yourself are not a smoker, but you are exposed to a secondhand smoking, then you are going to be at risk of getting heart disease, because the smoke has these chemicals which comes out of the cigarette smoke, which causes that plaque buildup in the arteries, like I said earlier. So be careful about people around you. Be firm. Tell the smoker that you don't want them to smoke around you, especially around your children as well. Avoid smoking. Help them get off this bad habit of smoking. And if you have, please stop smoking. You know why? Because 1 year after giving up smoking, your risk factors decreases by 50%. So it's never too late to stop smoking. The other factors, like if you have high blood pressure, it's really important to keep your blood pressure under control. Monitor your blood pressure at home and take your medications daily as directed by physician. Don't stop them abruptly. Don't think, oh, my blood pressure is fine, I don't need this medication. No, your blood pressure is fine because you have been taking the medication. If you're having side effects from the blood pressure, talk to your doctor. Talk to them, tell them that these are the side effects you're having from blood pressure medication. Don't just stop it on your own, because high blood pressure is one of the causes of stroke as well as the heart disease. If you have diabetes, your blood sugar, your hemoglobin A1C control should be your priority. It's really important to keep that under control. Diabetes is a silent killer. You may not feel any symptoms, but over time, it can affect your heart, it can affect your kidneys, it can affect multiple organs in your body. So diet, obviously, exercise, like we talked about it, losing weight, as well as taking your medication for control of diabetes, is a very, very important factor. Please follow up regularly with your doctor, follow their instructions, get your blood work done, and keep the disease under control, and then you can have a healthier life. Stress, right? Stress plays a very important part, and it's very easy for me to say, hey, don't get stressed, right? Well, I myself, struggle with controlling the stress in different ways, but how do we deal with the stress is very important. Music helps relieve stress, right? Music, especially with the music with a slower tempo, will decrease your blood pressure. It improves your heart rate as well. And the music has this calming effect on our mood, which will also decrease our blood pressure and our heart rate. There are so many ways you can manage stress. Listening to music was one, as I told you. Doing yoga, doing meditation, or doing even exercises can help maintain or manage the stress. So really important to do stress management in a way you think is right for you and which works. Unless you have to try different things. Unless you try them, you would never know what works and what does not work for you. So get to know your family history. I told you earlier that, well, there are certain factors which are not in our hands, like genetics, there's nothing we can do. Well, it was a partial truth, right? You need to learn about your risk factors. If you know you have a genetics, if you know that there is a higher risk of getting a heart disease because of your family history, I think you need to start following the preventive strategy early in life. Talk to your doctor, discuss with them what you can do, because I told you 80% of these deaths, no matter what, can be prevented by healthy lifestyle and healthy living. I forgot to mention alcohol. Alcohol can harm your heart in many ways. It increases blood pressure. It increases the bad cholesterol, the triglyceride, which causes atherosclerosis, which in turn makes your blood vessels harder and increases your risk of heart disease as well as stroke. So drinking in moderation is a really, really important. There are so many other factors I might have missed out on, but these were some of the basic important tips I wanted to give it to you, which you can start thinking about modifying in your life and trying to live a healthier and a better life. But if you are not, what's your excuse? You think it's not going to happen to you? Are you one of that person who thinks that, hey, if I don't know, it can't hurt me? Or are you too busy? Come on. You know these are just excuses, right? You're lying to yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, who do you think is going to do that? And why should they do that? If you don't care, why should they care about your health? And why is your own health not a priority, but everyone else's is? Why? Stop feeling guilty. Guilty for what? Guilty for doing something good for yourself? Come on. Self-care should be your number one priority. Healthy living is a choice. I want you to make that choice. It's not an option. It is a must, not only for yourself, but for those who you love. Thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. I hope I have given you some tips on your journey of living a healthy and happy life. As always, if you have any questions, contact me. You can message me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is glamgyno. You can contact me on my Facebook page, which is Dr. Mona Hardas, OBGYN. Or you can email me. My email address is hardasobgyn@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RVPQueens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course, at Boss Ladies Mindset.